chapter 6. If the ushers would come and pass out the Sunday school sheets this morning. And while they're doing that, just turn to Genesis chapter 6. And we'll continue our study this morning through the book of Genesis. In Genesis chapter 6, I'll begin reading with verse 1 of that chapter. Follow along with me. The Bible says, "And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair. They took them wives of all which they chose. The Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And repented the Lord that he made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, a creeping thing in the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them." And let's pray. Let me give you four things in Genesis chapters 6 and 7. We'll divide that up into four parts and teach some lessons found in each of these areas. The first thing I want you to notice is the deliberation of God. By the way, God never does anything by accident. Nothing. There's nothing that God doesn't do on purpose. God already has everything figured out. There's nothing you can do that's going to fool God. Nothing you can do where God says, good night, what am I going to do now? Nothing. So, Matt, I never thought he'd do that.